Tonight, each and every show, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. None better than my pal Victoria Jones. Victoria, what happened to the weekend?
It was way too fast.
It was way too fast. Either I'm getting older or I'm more aware of time. I have no idea what it is, but it just seems like the week goes a lot slower. It's like molasses. Then all of a sudden it's the weekend. Boom, it's happy hours. And then it's back to the grind again for us.
Yeah, it's not fair.
It's not fair. Oh, to be the idle rich.
I'm with you.
Yeah, really. What was I thinking? The Irish mutts that my family was. So let's talk about the thing that a lot of people here in America tonight are concerned about, because, you know, we keep hearing lots of different things. But the bottom line is on the Sunday, I call it the Sunday swirl, the political talking heads, a lot was jawed about on Syria. So what do you think happens now? What's the latest deal with Syria and the president and this administration?
I think that all the Israeli airstrikes over the weekend, there were two airstrikes over the weekend, I think they might speed up the president's decision-making, whatever the nature of that is going to be, to make it, you know, weeks, a few weeks rather than a month. I do think that. But I think it's terribly complicated because the Israelis are going to continue to do these airstrikes anytime they think they see these extremely accurate missiles headed for Lebanon's Hezbollah. They're not going to stop doing that. And at some point, Syria or Hezbollah, perhaps under the direction of Iran, is going to respond. And then what's going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, absolutely. Then what's going to happen? And that's the key thing. We keep saying it, but it's like a chess match, watching what everybody else does. And I guess there's just more watching that's going to happen here. But I think it comes down fast. I don't think we'll be talking about, geez, what if and maybe and da-da-da. I really don't think we're going to be talking about that in June. I think it'll be something will have happened before then.
Yeah, I think it could be quite quick. And, you know, the sarin gas aspect has complicated everything.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And where are the chemicals, you know, how many chemical weapons, that whole thing, too. That plant, which is part of the sarin gas, yeah. The other thing too that of course is happening is this big hearing that's going on with Benghazi, and that supposedly there are these whistleblowers, and that the special forces team was ready to fly before a second attack in Benghazi. What do you think happens here? I mean, this happened in September, as you know, on September 11th in 2012. And here it is, May. Do you think anybody's going to really fall on the axe for this?
I think that this is Gregory Hicks, who was the number two man in Tripoli. He wasn't in Benghazi at the time. I think his testimony, his written testimony, is troubling, and because he's the one who says that there was this second team ready to go, although they actually couldn't have saved any lives. The timeline makes that clear. They didn't know that at the time. His testimony is troubling because it directly contradicts, in a few points, things that Obama administration officials have already testified to. That doesn't mean to say that what he's saying is accurate or that two people can't be saying what they perceive to be the truth. But it does make things difficult for the administration, and I don't know what the other two so-called whistleblowers are going to say on Wednesday. I think this is very difficult, and when you look at what purport to be the three versions of the talking points that were prepared for UN Ambassador Susan Rice that the Weekly Standard says it has. And I've seen these three versions of the talking points. If these really are the talking points, they were changed considerably.
Yeah,
that's really altered.
Yeah, that's bad. And you know, as you say, in looking at this from the political eyes on all sides of the aisle, the Democrats are piling on here, too, and saying that some of the Democrats are saying this was scrubbed. They think it's scrubbed.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. Now, I don't actually think. I think an awful lot is being made out of talking points that don't need to be made out. I don't think talking points is terribly important. I think it's become important because people have wanted to make it important. I don't think it was that important. I think there were much more important aspects to this, such as why didn't we have fighters in that region of the world ready to go? I think that's a much more interesting question, but that's just me. I think that's a much more interesting question.
Right. No, I agree with you. Why weren't they ready? Especially, okay, so twice they asked for help and backup, and that didn't happen, but then you had to know it was precarious, so why wasn't there something close? Why wasn't there something closer, something that could have, you know, troops that could have swooped in, some of these special forces? I agree.
But they're not interested in asking those questions. They're obsessed with talking points.
Yeah, that really has become the theme. All right, this is a big one for so many people that listen to America Tonight, for all of us. How many people shop online? Internet sales tax, what did the Senate vote on that?
The Senate voted for an online sales tax bill, 69 to 27. That's a lot of people in favor of having an online sales tax, which would be a state sales tax.
So that means now you got to figure out the sales tax. That means all these companies have to do that, right? These small companies.
Right. If it passes the House, it goes to the House, and it's going to have a more difficult passage there. It will go through the House Judiciary Committee, and the chair of that committee isn't really in favor of it. He's got some issues with it. He's not coming out and saying he's completely against it, but I think he is, really. Yeah. And even though it's got a Republican sponsor from Arkansas, and he's got 60 co-sponsors, that's not really enough in the House yet. And a lot of people are viewing it as a new tax, which it isn't really, because it does exist. It's just most people don't know that they're supposed to declare it on their state taxes.
But I'm sure you have done that, as I have, haven't you?
Of course.
Yes, absolutely. We moved to golf. The president went golfing, and somebody got a hole-in-one. Who got a hole-in-one?
Senator Saxby Chambliss of Georgia got a hole-in-one on the 11th.
That's amazing. Really, seriously. How often does that happen? I can't recall in history that ever, of whatever I've read about golf and the presidents, that the opponent got a hole-in-one.
It's crazy. I don't know if it's happened before. I just don't know if that's happened before.
One last thing. The Heritage Foundation has a report that says the cost of, we're talking about this immigration stuff, is $6.3 trillion to give legal status to 11 million illegal immigrants. How is this bouncing in Washington?
Oh, it's not bouncing too well. It was done by somebody called Robert Rector, who's done a previous one for the Heritage Foundation, which said it would be terribly expensive, prohibitively expensive. He did one back in 2007, which helped to derail immigration reform back then, which was the plan. So this one says it's going to be ruinously expensive, he said today. You simply do not want to give illegal immigrants access to the welfare state, he said today. Well, the problem that he's got this time is that Haley Barbour got on the phone, former governor of Mississippi, and basically says that's rubbish. You've got Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform, saying that's rubbish. And you've got people like the Cato Institute saying that's rubbish, because they all want immigration reform. And they think that he's inflating the figures and giving figures over 50 years.
Wow, yeah, that make a big difference. Yeah, those numbers wouldn't be right then. Wow, very, very, very interesting. All right, Victoria, I got to skedaddle, and so do you, because I got some online shopping to do.
Yeah, sounds good to me. Get it in quick.
Get it in quick. Thanks, Victoria.
Thank you.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Get past the people, get past the hitman. Yeah.
But sober people don't give a shit about. Good down the curb that don't drink out. But sober people don't give a shit about. The people get inside and take in hand. And dance until the beauty of the soul deep man. You know the good.
So thanks for checking in with us here on America Tonight. Coming up, the unbelievable story of three women who were missing for 10 years, and they were found alive. Crazy, crazy story. Wait till you hear what the guy who I think found them or was involved in that had to say about it. But before we go there, let's feed off of some of the things that we talked about with Victoria at the top. Number one is this whole internet sales tax thing. How you feeling about that, America? Fair or foul? It means the states will get a whole bunch of money that theoretically, I suppose, they believe they were due, because how many people were actually doing the sales tax on things they had purchased? I'm going to say 5%, and maybe that's being generous, right? So this is, this has a huge ripple effect for all of us. How many of you shop online? Raise your hands. I see hands going up all over the place, not just mine. So not everything I do is online. Of course, I live in a state that has a gargantuan sales tax. So to me, sales tax is always high. I just think when I go someplace and the sales tax is minuscule and I'm not thinking about being in a different state and the reason why it is, I'll be like, wow, sales tax is nothing burger here. So this approval, which is, as Victoria mentioned, was 69-27. It's a major, major win for retail groups and for the states, but not for the people who I think are getting stuff online. Senator Mike Enzi, Republican from Wyoming, said, I've been saying it for the past 12 years. The bill is about fairness. It's about leveling the playing field for brick and mortar shops. So it was kind of split. The Republican senators were split. 22 Republicans voted no. 5 Democrats also said no. So 19 Republicans supported it. And supporters say that the vote in the Senate will give the bill that momentum, as she was saying. as it heads to the House, then they get the bill to the president's desk by the end of 2013. And, you know, here's the thing. eBay is just vowing to keep up the fight. So, okay, so we lost in the Senate. We still got the House to go. All hands on deck, and we're going to argue and fight and do everything we can for this, because they're arguing that forcing small businesses to play tax collector for other states would be a terrific burden, be a huge burden. And then that opens up retailers to more audits and compliance costs. Now, I agree with that. We are in the land of red tape. I fantasize about a flat tax or a fair tax. Instead, we have the three dreaded letters, IRS, right? And in the back of people's minds when they own businesses is that whole idea of the audit, because nobody wants to go through that. And that means you're going to have incredible record keeping in some cases. So the Senate realizes that the states benefit from this. There's no doubt about that. But this bill is backed by Amazon. Let the states collect taxes on things that are purchased online by consumers in their states from out-of-state retailers. Let them do it. Because really, under the current law, states can only collect from companies that are physically located in their borders. But not anymore if the House goes with this. The momentum is there. If they say yes, it pushes through, then it's done. The bill affects Amazon and eBay. And I don't agree that it doesn't affect any of the small retailers, because define small, what small is. So the true winners are really the state coffers, because they're going to get some of the money from this. And the true losers are the people that have to figure out all the sales tax, which means me and you. If you're a big online person, you know what? Get your notebook out. You know what I'm talking about. The notebook, where you write down every little stinking thing. And especially if you have a business and you're using online, because there's where you could really have your wings clipped and not realize it. The tax code is cumbersome by any stretch of the imagination. So this just adds another thing you could throw into it. More complexity. That's what it is. More complexity. So House Budget Committee Chair Paul Ryan is concerned that the bill would expand the government's taxing authority more than is necessary. Those are his words. And he's not happy about it and is saying that he'd like to put the kibosh on it. Supporters like the Retail Industry Leaders Association say that they feel the momentum is on their side and that this levels the playing field. Everybody keeps using these words, that that's what it is. That's three times I've heard that in this discussion. And like I said, the bottom line is that you and I, if we have a business, are the ones that are going to have to deal with the burden of that. And then the people who buy things online. Because I think there's a lot, I think there's no gray area in this. You either get a lot of things online because you like to do that, you have no time, and you're just not a shopper, or you kind of get a few things online, but really you'll still go to the stores and get stuff, and so you're not worried about that, right? And I'm wondering if it's really going to be a boon, as much of a boon as everybody says. And I guess if your habit is to do that, really, are you going to change that habit? But you're going to have to figure out the tax, which, again, seems very cumbersome to me. Absolutely. All right, there was a golf game played, and we mentioned a hole-in-one. How about that? Saxy Chambliss hits a rare hole-in-one. Rare. I can't recall that ever happening in any presidential outing. So it happened on the 11th hole, as Victoria was saying. He didn't really say much about it. He just said he had a delightful game of golf. Are you kidding me? That is the ultimate man bob, when you can, you know, shake your fists and bob up and down when you walk into the 19th hole and say that you got a hole in one. So he apparently had a 5-iron, 156 yards. That was how far it went, and then ultimately smashed into the hole. That foursome is pretty interesting. Bob Corker from Tennessee, of course, Republican. Mark Udall, Democrat from Colorado. And they signed the flag from the pin as the keepsake for the Georgia Republican. Now, Chambliss said he was going to retire at the end of his Senate term. He said he was frustrated about the gridlock between the White House and Congress. And this is kind of his swan song, perhaps. And then playing golf was one of those things. But before Monday, the only members of Congress who have golfed with the president were Speaker John Boehner. We know that famous outing. And House Assistant Democratic Leader James Clyburn. They were the only ones. So this was a pretty rare thing. But, of course, he's looking for bipartisan support for his immigration reform bill. And there's no better place to have a captive audience than on a golf course. Now, how many business deals are closed playing golf? I would say probably 85%. If you're with the deal maker and you're the person trying to make the deal, you're the closer and you're there playing. See, but here's the ultimate thing. And Chambliss, of course, gets the hole in one. You don't want the person you're trying to close the deal with, you don't want to show them up. But the president, in this case, is the guy who's trying to close the deal. So there was no worries, I believe, about showing the president up. In normal business circumstances, if you're invited and you're the person that's doing the closing, it's the same scenario where you have to let the other guy, it's just a rite of passage. You have to let them score better than you. So you don't want to be too good when you're playing because you could blow the deal unless you're playing on a team. Isn't it interesting? All three senators, by the way, are either on the Senate Foreign Relations or Intelligence Committees. That's what that group consisted of. And Jay Carney, the White House mouthpiece, said the golf outing is kind of a test of the calls for more outreach from the president. And he's willing to try anything. Remember, he had the whole beer summit deal, and he now is doing the golf thing. He did the golf thing with John Boehner. So whatever it takes, what he says, whether it's a dinner at a hotel, a dinner at the residence, whatever it is, he wants to move some things forward with a compromise on deficit reduction. So that's what this whole golf outing was about. And I wonder if they came to any kind of an agreement. No word on that, because mum was the word. They were talking about the hole in one, and pretty much that was it. All right, missing for a decade. Don't you think a family gives up hope? Or do they hang on to the possibility that they'll find their loved ones? This story is amazing. Stay with us.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat?
I'll tell you what, there must be something in the air, because could there be a better Mother's Day present than to find your daughter alive after she's been missing for 10 years? Check out this story. I mean, this sounds like a Showtime deal, but it's real. Amanda Berry was last seen after finishing her shift at a Burger King in Cleveland in 2003. So just think about that. That's when she was last seen. And then, listen to what happens. She disappears into the ether, like I said. So the questions abounded as to where she was. And it was her 17th birthday. Gina De Jesus disappeared a year later in April of 2004. She was 14. Michelle Knight vanished in 2002 at the age of 21. So that's the scoop. All three disappeared. They were found alive in a Cleveland neighborhood. This happened on Monday night, right? So the police announced this in a development that's just their family saying it's just a miracle. And here's the 911 call of Berry, who I described as the kid who was working in Burger King. It was her 17th birthday, and boom, that was it. She disappeared into thin air. Check this out.
Cleveland 911.
Help me, I'm Amanda Berry.
You need police, fire, or ambulance?
I need police.
Okay, and what's going on there?
I've been kidnapped, and I've been missing for 10 years, and I'm here. I'm free now.
Okay, and what's your address?
2207 Seymour Avenue.
2207 Seymour. It looks like you're calling me from 2210.
Huh?
It looks like you're calling me from 2210.
I can't hear you.
It looks like you're calling me from 2210 Seymour.
Yeah, I'm across the street. I'm using the phone.
Okay, stay there with those neighbors. Talk to the police when they get there.
Okay,
Thank you. Okay, talk to the police when they get there.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, talk to the police when they get there.
Okay, alright, I'm gonna leave right now.
We're gonna send
now.
Them as soon as we get a car open.
No, I need them now before we get them back.
Alright, we're sending them, okay?
Okay, I mean, like,
who's the guy who went out?
His name is Ariel Castro.
Alright, how old is he?
He's like 52.
Alright, and
I'm Amanda Berry. I've been on the news for the last 10 years.
Okay, I got that
with
here.
Regina.
I already. And you said, what was his name again?
Ariel Castro.
And is he white, black, or Hispanic?
I'm Hispanic.
And what's he wearing?
I don't know, because he's not here right now.
But when he left, what was he wearing?
It's a city.
You know, what was he wearing? Was he wearing, dude, just get to the girl. She's saying, I'm all over the news. I was kidnapped. Sometimes I hate the questions that go back and forth on these 911 calls. Duh, get to her. She's frantic. You heard what she said. Help me. I'm Amanda Berry. Help me. I've been kidnapped. I'm missing for 10 years. I'm here. I'm free now. Well, what was he wearing when you last saw him? Can we get to that later? Can you get a squad car over here and help me? I mean, how shocking is this? So a 52-year-old man, former school bus driver, there are two other people, they're suspects, his brothers arrested too or picked up, 50 and 54, right? And the deputy police chief, Ed Tumba, told reporters that only the middle brother lived at the house. The three women and a fourth person are still at Cleveland's Metro Health Medical Center. And, wow, that's just crazy. What are the details of this? How did this all happen? Obviously, he was a bus driver. The driver, that's how he would have spotted them or known them, I'm assuming. Can you imagine the families being reunited with these women and imagine the details that are going to come out? I think that'll follow after this story because we only know little bits and pieces of the story. It's just so unbelievably shocking. Here's what the neighbor had to say. This was the neighbor in an interview talking about it. Take a listen.
Hey, Charles, let me talk to you. I'm talking with Charles Ramsey. He's a neighbor. Walk me through again what happened this afternoon. You heard screaming.
Heard screaming. I meet my McDonald's. I come outside. I see this girl going nuts trying to get out of her house. So I go on the porch.
Okay.
I go on the porch, and she says, help me get out. I've been in here a long time. So, you know, I figured it's a domestic violence dispute. So I open the door, and we can't get in that way because how the door is, it's so much that the body can't fit through, only your hand. So we kick the bottom, and she comes out with the little girl, and she says, call 911. My name is Amanda Berry.
Now, did you know who that was when she said that?
When she told me, it didn't register. Until I got to call the 911, and I'm like, I'm calling the 911 for Amanda Berry. I thought this girl was dead. You know what I mean? And she got on the phone, and she said, yes, this is me. Detective Gregory Cook says, Charles, do you know who you rescued?
And when did you see Gina?
So they went up there, you know, 30, 40 deep, and when they came out, it was just astonishing, because I thought they were going to come up with nothing. I figured, I mean, whoever she was, and like I say, my neighbor, you got some big testicles to pull this off, bro. Because we see this dude every day. I mean, every day.
How long have you lived here?
I've been here a year.
Okay.
You sure come up wrong?
Right.
I barbecue with this dude. We eat ribs and whatnot and listen to salsa music. You sure come up wrong?
Yeah. And you had no indication that there was anything wrong?
Bro, not a clue that girl was in that house. Or anybody else was in there against their will. Because how he is... He just comes out to his backyard, plays with the dogs, tinker with his cars and motorcycles, goes back in the house. So he's somebody that you look and you look away because he's not doing nothing but the average stuff. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nothing exciting about him. Well, until the day, I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Something is wrong here. Dead giveaway. Dead
Charles,
giveaway.
Charles, thank you very much.
Dead giveaway.
You gotta love that guy, Charles Ramsey, man. He is unplugged. He's authentic. He is just telling it like he is. In the hood, hanging out with a boring dude, sitting there listening to salsa music, eating ribs. You heard him barbecuing. He's outside. Nothing is exciting about him. Oh, except for he has three girls in his house that he's kidnapped. Man, the questions abound on this. It's like, do you know your neighbors? You know, look to your right, look to your left, look across the street and behind. Do you know what's really going on inside those houses? And, you know, we have this policy now of none of your business. We don't, you know, hey, I like my neighbors, nice guy, walk over, say hello. But you really don't really know. So it must have been easy for him to hide that, which seems absolutely incredible to me. I mean, incredible. The specifics that are going to come out of this, I think, are really going to be unbelievable. I can see the setup. He must have spotted at least the 17-year-old for sure on a school bus route. It must have been he was the driver, and that's how he would have spotted her and maybe spotted the other girl, one of the other girls as well. And who knows, even the 21-year-old when she was found missing. But what goes on and how are you held? Were they, you know, held in a prison in the basement? What are the details of this story? It's so raw now at this point. Like I said, I love that neighbor being interviewed and not holding anything back, just telling it like it is. No sugarcoating. Did you hear him at the end? I knew something was wrong when a pretty white girl jumps into a black man's arms, and he was laughing, saying, this was incredibly odd. I couldn't believe that this happened. Who knew what was going on over there? The guy was boring. There was nothing exciting about him until now, until this. And they must have hit it so well. None of those girls were seen by anybody.
No.
Incredible.
And we have more from, I have his 911 call, but I can't hear all of it because of some of his language.
The language.
But at the end, in talking about the dispatcher and the question, the dispatcher asked him, you know, oh, does she need an ambulance too? And I thought he had a really good response, so we're going to play that right now.
Okay.
You need an ambulance or what? She needs everything. She's in a panic, bro. I guess she's been kidnapped, so, you know, put yourself in her shoes.
We'll send the police out. Thank you.
There you go.
I love that. It's just so, they're just so nonplussed. We'll send the police out.
Yeah, sure. He's like, put yourself in her shoes. Like, she needs everything. Come on.
I know. Stop asking us the questions. Does she need gauze? Does she need Band-Aids? What do we need to do? Who do we need to send out there? I mean, just get out there. I thought that was so odd at the end of that conversation, but I've heard that before on some of these 911 calls. I get it. They have to get as much information as they can, but somebody's screaming in the phone, I've been kidnapped, I'm gone, have you heard my name, blah, blah, blah. Get out there, because you don't know. Somebody has a gun. You don't know what's really, you know, you don't know the inside scoop. You don't know what's going on there at that moment. I think the whole idea is get to them and get them safe, then ask all the questions about what was the guy wearing and everything else. They say that the women were tied up in the house. That's where they were found. Since they disappeared, they're in fair condition. I already mentioned the brothers, and there was cheering crowds, clapping and everything else when they, of course, came out of the house. You know, the cops had come out and gotten them and all that stuff. And since they were involved, I mean, this is a good story. This is a happy ending that they were rescued, but they were tied up. So what was going on in there for that whole time? And how were they able to finally get free? She, you could tell, I'm free now. You could hear it in her voice that she was incredibly elated to be out of there without a doubt. And what about this child and all these other things? You got to think, you had to go back to 2003 for Amanda Berry, especially 2003. Absolutely crazy. All right, hang with us. Much more to come here on America Tonight. Some O&E.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
And I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating thing, get beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised you never been told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you.
All right, Charles Ramsey, my hat goes out to you. My hat is tipped to you. He is the America Tonight's most authentic person of the week because he didn't hold back. He just was plain spoken and told the 911 operator exactly what he knew in words that we can't even actually air here on America Tonight. But good for him. When they're asking crazy questions about what do they need? They need you to get the cops and to come here and sort this out. Why don't you arrest some people? This guy was boring. We were eating ribs. I was going to McDonald's and all this happened. It's so crazy. And the details, I'm sure, will start to trickle out, like I said, but they'll nail these guys for kidnapping. Are you kidding? I mean, my goodness, keeping up hope. How does someone keep up hope for 10 years? How does someone keep up hope? Way to go, Charles Ramsey. Way to go. For answering the woman's screams for help. How many people just turn away from that. I mean, you know, it's just crazy. It really does. It really does feel creepy to me to think that there he was in that neighborhood and they were tied up in the basement. So they must have screwed up somehow that she could have gotten loose. That they found these, you know, that they had these underage girls and had kidnapped them and blah, 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 and, you know, whatever. And the family, for those families, that is huge. And what's that like when you haven't seen them for 10 years? The process and going through that, it must just be absolutely, I mean, absolutely mind-blowing. That's what I think, because there's so much has happened. And just the mental health and the physical health of the girls themselves. All right, a little O&E before we skedaddle from this hour for America tonight. We haven't gone to the dungeon in a while, but I think this one's worth it. Here's a cat that I knew a little bit because I covered him in pro football. Mario Williams, Buffalo Bills now, defensive end. He used to play for Texas. He signed a contract worth $100 million. $50 million of it was guaranteed, okay? $50 million. So you figure this. 1% of that contract went to an engagement ring and some other gifts that were equally as large as the ring to his former fiance. Now, Williams is suing to get the ring back. Attorneys for Williams filed the suit last week in Harris County State District Court against Aaron Mazowski, who is described in the lawsuit as the former fiance. So how big was the ring, guys? How big was the ring? You ready for this? Ever see a 10-carat diamond ring? Yep, 10-carat diamond ring. She decided to end the engagement in January. And they're saying that what the lawyer is contending is she never intended to marry him and just used the relationship as a way to get money and acquire gifts. So the attorneys are asking the court to obtain the ring from Mazowski and hold it until the legal action is resolved. And I have to say, you snooze, you lose, buddy. If you can't sniff out a gold digger and you just signed a contract guaranteed for $50 million, it's a $100 million contract, you're going to have to let that go. Are you kidding me? So how much is a 10-carat ring? A lot. Probably everything they're valuing is $250,000. Woo! So I'm gonna have to say, Mario, we got to give you a timeout. You need to think about this. You need to chill in the America Tonight dungeon for a while, because why do you ask for a ring back? Isn't that poor protocol? Let him in the dungeon, Matt.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
By the way, my cousin just texted me. He goes, "Oh, that's not 230, honey. That's $1 million at least." 2 years ago, Dallas Cowboy receiver Roy Williams sued his ex-fiance over a $77,000 engagement ring, but she sent it back in an overnight package. So, or he had sent it to her in a package, and she sent the package back so that he didn't have to go to court to get the ring back. I don't know, Matt, what do you think? You give somebody a ring, that's touche, brother. You lose it. Isn't that how it's supposed to go?
Maybe back in the day it did, but I've heard stories that are more like this where it's, you know, it's an engagement ring, the engagement's off, so then the ring kind of goes back to the guy.
I'm going to call foul on that.
I'm just telling you what I've seen.
I'm just saying, you give somebody an engagement ring, are you going to chase them around the block for that ring?
I don't know. I guess in my opinion, if the engagement's over and you guys decide, okay, this isn't working out, we're not going to get married, I think the proper thing to do is to give the ring back.
The proper thing is to give it back.
I think so.
I think it depends on. Okay, I'll give guys this. I think if the woman, if you call the engagement off, I don't think you do that. I think if not the woman, but if you call the engagement off, I think you let her keep it.
But it's like at the same time, if you're engaged, and then people, like, you know, you register for gifts, people send you gifts, isn't the proper thing to do? If you don't get married, you send the gifts back. You don't keep the gifts from other people.
Yeah,
so how do you keep the ring?
Most people, that's pretty tough when you get to that point where you're already getting gifts. That happens to a handful of people. Not very many people. And some people don't do that. Right? Because it becomes a nightmare. It becomes a nightmare if you're that close to a wedding and you're breaking up. It's really, to try to split things, figure out things, can be really tough. And it sometimes it's almost common law marriage if you've lived together. It is common law marriage.
Not every state has common law laws. It could be redundant, but because I don't think Minnesota has common law. I'm pretty sure about that.
So Minnesota doesn't have common law marriage.
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure that's what it was, but I don't know. This is why I personally have a long vetting process before
as to who Mrs. Johnson will be.
Yeah, and no one's made the grade yet, so that way I'm not out any cash.
You know, it is true. The more sure you can be, but are you ever 100% sure? I'm going to say, you know, no, you can never be 100% sure. Yeah. And by the way,
getting engaged willy-nilly to everyone.
Oh, well, no, I agree with that. I had a friend that did that, but he just let them all keep the rings. He was crazy.
Well, he makes more money than I do.
Yeah, he had plenty of money, and he had a roving eye, and he had no idea what he was doing. So common law marriage, just so you know, there's still 9 states. And so you were right about that. So Matt was right about that. Alabama, Colorado, Kansas, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Iowa, Montana, Utah, and Texas. The District of Columbia, New Hampshire also recognizes common law marriages for probate only. And Utah only if they've been validated by a court or an administrative order. So, how about that? Common law. That's the places. Because that was a Supreme Court case. I remember that. I remember reading that case about common law. And so it varies, obviously, from states. And it can be tricky. It can be very, very tricky in some cases where people have been together for a long, long time. What's that old saying about hell hath no fury? Like a person who wants their engagement ring back. It's over $1 million. I don't know. The court could rule in her favor. I wouldn't be stunned, to tell you the truth, if they ruled in her favor. It depends on what comes out. I mean, he's going to have to prove to make it easy. He's going to have to prove that she really was a gold digger. And that it was just strictly about the ring. And I'm assuming he has incredible lawyers, because then he's got the money to buy good lawyers, and she probably doesn't. That'll make the difference. I like this. DJ Rubber throws out, all my exes would throw the rings out of the car windows. Kissmaster says it's better to rent than to own. Oh my, oh my. We got to get out of this hour.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.